Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Although faith demands placing one's trust in God, that isn't all there is to it. There's an actual content of belief, actual propositions we must hold as true. For example, imagine a wife telling her husband she was pregnant. Imagine he responded by saying, "Dear, I totally believe you, but I don't think we're having a baby." You're either lying or mistaken, and what you've said is untrue. But again, I totally believe you. Well, that kind of response would be pure nonsense. His wife would say, "How can you pretend to believe me while disbelieving what I'm saying?" And she'd be right. If you really trust the speaker, then you accept what the speaker says as true. This is equally required for the virtue of faith. Many people say they have faith, meaning they feel that God exists, but such a feeling is irrelevant and meaningless. Faith means we believe God has revealed very specific knowledge, and we live according to those truths. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So the question is, what do we believe, and where do we find this content of faith? Where do we find the information or the truths that Jesus has revealed that we should believe? Well, one of the best places to find the truths of the Catholic faith is the Nicene Creed, which we Catholics say at every Sunday Mass. We call it our profession of faith. In the Creed, we declare our belief in the Trinity, in God becoming man in the incarnation in Jesus. We believe in Christ's redemption of humanity through his death and resurrection. We believe the Catholic Church, the sacraments, life everlasting. This is a good outline of what God has told us and what we hold as true, based on his authority. but it's just an outline. The best synthesis or summary of everything God has revealed to us is found in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. If you're looking for the specifics of what we believe, that's a great place to start. Now, we believe these truths, these doctrines, and we have certainty that they are true. But we can't prove they are true because we didn't experience these things firsthand. I haven't seen the Trinity. I didn't see Christ rising from the dead. I haven't been to heaven, so I don't have firsthand knowledge of these things. I rely on the one who does, God, who has told us about these things, and I trust him, so I believe it, and I base my life on it. But I can't invent an argument that will logically prove any of these things. However, although we can't prove our faith, we can still demonstrate its credibility. We can show how reasonable it is, how beautiful it is, and even how probable. Further, we can defend our faith from attack, and we can show that it isn't unreasonable or absurd. In a way, the virtue of faith in God's supernatural revelation is somewhat like belief in historical events like the American Revolution. Both make sense. Both do a good job of explaining the facts we can see. Both are eminently believable. Both have a great many documents which bear witness to their truth, and yet we don't have direct experience of either of them, nor can we prove them through deductive reasoning. This means that if you're dealing with someone who demands a perfect logical argument for the acceptance of the truths of the Catholic faith, you'll never be able to convince him. Instead, a better approach is to encourage them to pray. You could say something like, "Please just pray to God to reveal himself and his truth to you fully. I can't show you the truth of the faith. God has to do it. But he can. So come and see. But you have to be open." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So do we have to accept everything the Catholic Church teaches? What if I accept 99% of what the Church teaches, or even 95%? What if I just reject a few of the Church's teachings? Well, imagine I get pulled over for speeding, and I say to the cop, "Now listen, officer, I believe the laws, and I follow 95% of them." How do you think he'll respond? Well, you still broke this one. A person who breaks just one law has put himself outside the legal boundaries. And a person who rejects just one truth of the faith is effectively saying, "God, you know, I accept most of what you say, but not all of it. On a few of these points, God, I think you're wrong." When a person says that, he puts himself above God, and he makes himself the ultimate authority rather than God. Now, it's outrageous for us to act as though our knowledge is greater than God's. Still, there is nothing wrong with wrestling with and trying to understand difficult parts of the Catholic faith, but we should never make our own personal level of comprehension the measure of truth. That prerogative is reserved to God Himself. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now the full teaching of Jesus is contained in Scripture, sacred tradition, and the teaching of the Catholic Church. And again, the best summary of the full teaching of Jesus is found in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which combines Scripture, tradition, and the teaching of the Church in one place. But this is what's so critical to understand. Jesus didn't just leave us with books. In fact, he didn't write any book. Jesus promised to remain with the church until the end of time as our teacher. Jesus is the teacher, and he continues to teach us through the Pope and the bishops united to the Pope. In fact, Jesus said to Peter, the first pope, and the apostles, the first bishops, and it holds true for their successors, "He who hears you hears me, and he who rejects you rejects me." So Jesus continues until the end of time to teach us through the Pope and the bishops. And Jesus will never allow the Pope or the Catholic Church to teach anything false about what we are to believe, matters of faith, or what we are to do, matters of morals. And this is what we mean by infallibility. Infallibility means that Jesus will never allow the Pope or the Catholic Church to teach anything wrong about faith and morals. And guess what? In 2,000 years, the official teaching of the Church has never said that this is true and then later contradicted itself or changed its position on what was true. But that also means that you don't ever have to fear that a pope or the church will suddenly change the teaching of the church and you'll find the rug pulled out from underneath you. That's impossible. Jesus won't let it happen. Again, if you want to know what Jesus teaches, don't go to the news or bloggers. Go to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, because that's the best summary of what Jesus teaches and what we are to believe. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So faith is to trust God and to accept what he tells us is true. And if it's true, well, then we should act on it. Otherwise, we didn't believe him in the first place. If what we hold to be true doesn't somehow change how we live, then what good is it? This is why St. James famously declared that faith without works is dead. Abraham, the father of faith, proved his faith by his action. Abraham actively lived out his faith by showing his willingness to obey God's command to sacrifice what was most dear in his life. But this is our call as well, to believe God, to believe what he says in his revelation to us, and then to courageously act on that information, regardless of the cost. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, "It is not those who say to me, 'Lord, Lord,' who will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the person who does the will of my Father in heaven." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So what were you thinking about?
Yeah, I was, something very simple that I was reflecting on, what a blessing and a privilege it is to do this Rosary podcast with you every day, 365 days a year.
Yeah.
Because I used to teach all kinds of classes on theology. But we are actually covering more of the breadth and depth of the Catholic faith in this format than I could ever teach before. And I love it because it's just daily, bite-sized, digestible portions. So what I was reflecting on during our meditation was just that you and I together are getting such a fantastic formation just by reflecting on these different parts of the faith every day.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's a huge difference and a huge strength is that those classes could only be so frequent because they were long and it took a lot of focus and a lot of time and commitment. But this is, it's very important that it's daily and these small doses because we have to live this life out. It's not just a class you take and then forget about. It's not a test you cram for. And I think the daily aspect is incredibly important, and there's really no other way to do this.
Yeah, and then the added portion that we're doing it in the rosary, which means we're doing it in the school of Mary and the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So we're reflecting on these little doses of the Catholic faith every day systematically, but we're doing it literally under the tutelage of Mary and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So it's not a profound thing, but I was just reflecting what a blessing it is that every day we're spending time at the school of Mary thinking about what Jesus has told us. And I guess I was just sitting in gratitude during our meditation for the chance to do this.
Yeah, we need to acknowledge that and do that more often.
Yeah.
Because it's good to have a lot of constructive thoughts. And I'm sure many of those things cross your mind as well, but there's nothing wrong with just pure gratitude. And honestly, it's important that we take the time to do that as well.
Because, it's amazing. Over the course of a year or two in this Rosary podcast, we cover every aspect of the Catechism and the life of Jesus and so many saints and so much more. So thanks for doing this with me.
Thank you.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.